Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and we have a special guest with us today and a good friend, James Gall. It's wonderful to have you with us, James. We're going to talk about an exciting subject. Actually, you have a prophetic word on this one.
Absolutely.
And it's about awakening.
That's right.
And we know that there's been awakenings in church history.
That's right.
The first great awakening, the second great awakening, and the Bible has lots to say about awakening.
That's right.
But you have a prophetic insight on it.
You know, it was not long ago, I was involved in 72 hours of nonstop worship and prayer. And we just did occasional teachings interlaced in with it. I was scheduled for the 70th hour. And at that 70th hour, the place was so saturated, I could not do the teaching. I had a great keyboard player. You give me a keyboard player and it unlocks this whole supernatural prophetic realm for me all the more. And so here it is, the weeping presence of God rolls into the auditorium. At least half of the people were weeping. I'm prophetically singing, I must burn, I must be a lamp for my generation. And in about half the way through this, my spiritual eyes were opened, and in the seer realm of the prophetic, I saw written out in front of my eyes, amber-colored letters, just like a banner. Actually, an angel came and unfurled like a scroll, opened it up, and I saw written out in front of me the beginning of the third great awakening. And a revival and an awakening are different. And as Patricia said here at the very opening, in North America and in other parts of the world, there was the first great awakening, the second great awakening. What I saw was the beginning of the third great awakening. But there's a couple of things that are distinctions between an awakening and only a revival.
What are those things? I know that lots of our viewers would want to know the difference.
Yeah, well, obviously, awakening starts with a revival because a revival is about restoring the church back to a revived place of its first love. But an awakening is more than that. An awakening is longer in length. Most revivals, historically, the longest they've ever lasted is like around 4 years, and that's a long one. But an awakening, the first great awakening, lasted over a 30-year period of time. The second great awakening, when you study it, went from 1790 to around 1840, went 50 years.
An entire generation
in
lived
whole
in
generation.
Awakening. You know, James, when I was studying out those awakenings, I started daydreaming for my grandchildren.
That's
I thought,
it.
Oh, it would be so amazing to see a move of God that would capture them for their entire life.
It's a sustained move of God. And so an awakening is a sustained move. It's longer in length. But here's another distinction. It channels the empowered people into societal transformation. Think about this. Out of the previous first and second great awakenings came women's suffrage, the women's right to vote. Came forth the changing in child labor laws. Came forth the birthing of hospitals. Came the end of, at that point in time, of slavery. The abolitionist movement was a part of the awakenings.
And now we have a modern day slavery that we're going after.
That's it.
In this awakening,
In this awakening, because it isn't only about us being revived, it is empowering and channeling the revived people into purpose.
And all of them were involved in justice.
It's it.
Justice.
Societal
and it says,
transformation.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of the throne.
That's exactly right. And so this generation, in this third great awakening, I got a challenge for you, okay? You can't have a short timer's mindset. You got to have the view that we're going to pass this on to the next generation and the next generation if Jesus tarries. Have a long-term mindset. Second, get some targets of missions. Get some targets of justice. And channel all of these people that get inflamed and empowered in supernatural life conferences and schools and
training.
And channel them to change child soldiers and rescue them. Get behind that there will be not orphans, but children being an adoption movement.
Right.
Let's get behind this shifting of the change of the sex trade slavery industry in this generation. Yeah. We can change it. How?
And we're going to.
By a revival that becomes sustained by empowering these believers into societal transformation.
You know, James, probably along like with everything, Jesus said, my Father's house is a house of prayer.
That's right. That's
and
right.
That I really believe that everything is birthed in prayer because we have
is.
The prophet, the priest, and the king, right?
But
the priestly anointing that picks up on the prophetic, like you've prophesied this great awakening.
Absolutely.
But we can't just hang around waiting for it. We have to have prayer and action.
That's prayer.
You know,
and
we want to continue to prophesy it, but we need prayer and action.
That's right.
And in Luke chapter 9, I love this portion
That's
of scripture.
Awesome.
And it's about the transfiguration of Christ. And it says in verse 28, some 8 days after these things, Jesus took along Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray.
Yes.
And, you know, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says that if my people will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land.
What was the last thing? And will do what?
Humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways.
And I will forgive
their
sins,
sin,
and I will heal
their
land. This is a time not only for individual sins being forgiven, but as a window of opportunity, the third great awakening is about healing the land.
Yeah.
This land needs healed. Every nation where people are viewing this, your nation needs healed. The land needs healed. And if we will do what 1 Chronicles 7:14 says, we will get what God says.
Mm-hmm.
He'll forgive our sins.
Right.
He will cleanse us, and he will heal the land. That is an awakening.
That's an awakening. And, you know, it's so important to have that posture of prayer because in verse 29, it says, while Jesus was praying, it was while he was praying, the appearance of his face became different, and his clothing became white and gleaming. He hadn't done anything yet. He was just praying. He was in that place of prayer. Uh-huh. And he totally the glory came and manifest. And it says, behold, two men were talking with him, and they were Moses and Elijah. That's a very profound portion of scripture that we won't unpack too much right now, who appearing in glory were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now, verse 32 is enlightening. Because it says, in the midst of this prayer meeting, the reason why Jesus chose Peter, James, and John to go to the mountain with him wasn't to have a picnic.
Yeah.
It was to pray.
Absolutely.
But it says, now Peter and his companions had been overcome with sleep. Now here's Jesus being transfigured, this amazing act of the glory. The great cloud of witnesses is appearing.
It is.
There is this heavenly communication going on. And his disciples were asleep in the midst of the prayer meeting.
Right.
And you know, it's so easy to do, James, because even in our ministry, we are big believers of prayer. Intercession is one of our foundation values of our ministry. And yet, the more we prayed, the more fruitful we became.
Yes.
But then the fruit started demanding attention.
Yes.
And so we left some of our prayer focus, not all of it, obviously, but some of our prayer focus and passion and started doing the stuff, doing the implementation of the stuff. And so the Spirit of God spoke to me and he said, you've got to get back to the foundation, get into that place of prayer. So we've restructured everything to realign that we have prayer before anything. And it's not just, let's pray so we can get on with the work.
Right.
Prayer is the posture for awakening.
Absolutely.
So it says, now Peter and his companions had been overcome with sleep. So they missed the whole thing.
That's right.
But when they were fully awake, this is awakening. When they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. And it was like, wow, their eyes were open.
That's right.
Awakening will open the eyes of a whole nation.
That's absolutely
to see
right.
the glory of God.
I mean, Isaiah 66 says, can a nation be born in a day?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes. I am Psalm 2, that the nations are his inheritance. I am looking for whole cities and whole nations to be awakened. In John 11, verse 11, this he said, And after that, he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go that I may awaken him out of sleep." Some of you are watching right now, you feel like you're in a spiritual slumber. And we just speak together in agreement. And we speak, let a spiritual awakening come to your heart. May you have an awakened heart.
Yeah.
I speak like Holy Spirit jumper cables.
Yeah,
goes from this set right now into your living room or your dorm room, into your computer, but it goes to your heart. And I speak as Jesus spoke to Lazarus, and I say, awaken out of your sleep for such a time as this.
And you know what? Lazarus wasn't just having a snooze.
No,
he was dead.
He was gone.
And even if you feel dead,
gone.
Spiritually
yes.
Dead, not one little bit left in you that feels alive, you're about ready to be awakened. We'll be right back.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
You are called to demonstrate the kingdom of God with signs and wonders. Patricia King's book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, will help you step outside your comfort zone to reach those around you with the power and love of God. Order Light Belongs in the Darkness at xpministries.com.
James, you know the two books that we've featured, The Spiritual Revolution and...
A Call to Elijah's Revolution.
Are books that we have written
right.
For this time.
That's
because
right.
They're prophetic books, prophetic words. And I know that the Lord has shown me very clearly about a generation that is being raised up. In fact, we're in a day that is absolutely critical that the body of Christ awakens
absolutely.
To the supernatural dimensions
that's
of the
right.
Kingdom of God
mm-hmm.
because of what's coming. And
right.
there is a generation even right now that is so spiritually hungry,
that's right.
but they're going after the wrong
the
spirits,
wrong
not
thing.
After the spirit
that's
of
right.
truth,
that's right.
not after Jesus, the King of Kings and the
that's
Lord
right.
of Lords, but after other elements,
that's right.
other you know, mm-hmm. stuff that's out there.
Right.
And we, the church, must
yes.
rise up in this hour.
We have to fill that vacuum because
yeah.
there's an enormous vacuum that's there. And you and I have both ministered at like New Age fairs and
mm-hmm.
things like that. And one of the things that I noticed that a lot of the people that are there are ex-church people. And the reason they're
right.
there was because they didn't experience the supernatural
right.
power of God in the church.
Right.
Now, but there is a shift and a change that's happening
right.
because when we become awakened, one of the things that we are awakened to is expectancy
right.
to the supernatural. So I'm going to tell you a dream. I was in another state ministering, and I was just asleep. And I pray every night that the Lord speaks to me in dreams and visions and however he wants to. So in this dream, there were two hands that appeared to me. And this was sort of like, if you've seen the Matrix movies, it was like that, where you have a red and a blue or green pill and you have to choose. Well, it was like that, and I'm actually praying in the spirit in the dream, and I am told I have to choose. And I'm going like, I'm asking the Holy Spirit for help that I'll choose correctly. And I go, I choose right, the right hand. And in the dream, the right hand turns over. The fist opens up, and inside the hand, there was a white pill. I bring the right hand right up to my mouth, and right when I bring it right up here, my eye looks on the white pill, and there was a word written on the white pill. Would you like to know what I saw written?
What did you see, James?
I brought it right up, I ate the pill, and as I brought it to my mouth, I saw the word, and it said, awake. I eat the pill called awake. And that moment I wake up out of the dream, the room was filled with the tangible, manifested presence of destiny.
Wow.
And I knew I had an appointment in the coming awakening.
Wow. Awesome.
And I believe we can all have it.
We're all called.
That's right.
To actually birth it.
That's
you know,
right.
We can birth this.
But listen to this. It was important how I chose and what I chose.
Right.
I could have chose the left. I chose the right hand. We must choose him who sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
Come on.
We must choose right, and we must choose righteousness.
Yes.
The right hand. And when you choose correctly, the right hand, you choose right, you choose righteousness, and you eat the pill of purity, you eat this pill, it will bring an awakening into your body. And I plead to pastors and leaders, it can bring an awakening to your church, but this is about, again, the third great awakening.
Wow. And, you know, the third great awakening is going to impact the entire world.
Absolutely.
It's not going to be just confined to one area.
No, that's right.
Because with media today, things can spread so rapidly. So I'm excited about the third great awakening.
Me too.
I'm looking for the day when the glory of the Lord, just like Isaiah
that's
60
exactly.
prophesied, is that, you know, it's just going to spread all over the world.
I'm going to read it. Isaiah 61, arise, shine, for your light has come,
mm-hmm.
and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness covers the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But now listen to this. But the Lord will rise. He will ascend upon you, and his glory will appear upon you, and nations will come to the brightness of its shining. Wherever you're watching this right now, I don't care whether you're in South America, North America, Asia, Eurasia, the Middle East, Africa, wherever you're at, Antarctica. I don't care. Canada, the Caribbean, the islands of the sea, the Pacific Rim. I say to you, God this time doesn't have in his mind just a certain city or one nation awakening. This is the time for the greatest global awakening that the planet has ever seen, all centered around the man, Christ Jesus.
Now, you have released the prophetic word on awakening. So we believe that word. It
yes.
says, believe the prophets and succeed.
And you'll succeed.
And so we're going to believe
Amen.
That word. We're going to get vision for that, of it spreading
That's
all
right.
around the world. I just believe it. And through media, it will.
Yes.
You know, once it starts in one place, it'll go virally
Absolutely.
All throughout the nations. But I want to focus still on this whole aspect of birthing through prayer.
Yeah,
because
good.
There is not a revival in history that was not birthed through prayer.
That's right.
And I really believe that if we could just rally the mm-hmm. church together,
yeah.
rally believers together
yeah.
to cry out to God and do what he said
That's right.
for us to do in 2 Chronicles 7:14,
right.
that it is an actual given. It's impossible for us not to have the awakening.
Sure.
And you know, even in your families, even in your household, amongst your friends, gather together the intercessors, because there can be an awakening that starts in your house and spreads all throughout the nations. You know, the Welsh revival
yes.
was
right.
a revival that impacted mm-hmm. the world and still is. The testimonies
still does,
of
right.
that revival is still empowering mm-hmm. people today. But it was birthed through prayer,
uh-huh.
just through the prayer of young people.
That's right. It was young people.
In particular, they would get together
That's
and
right.
like Evan Roberts,
right.
he never wanted to miss a prayer meeting.
That's right.
He was at prayer meetings every single
That's
night.
Right. He started when he was 13
and
years
he,
old.
And prayed.
For 13 years
yeah.
at the age of 26, was in Northern Wales, attending a Bible school then. And it was Seth Joshua, the evangelist, and they're in a chapel meeting, and Seth Joshua releases a prayer that was the arrow that pierced
right.
Evan Roberts. And he said, bend the church to save the world. And Evan Roberts felt like he was a volcano that was about to erupt, goes to his instructors, asks permission that he could leave his Bible school, gets on a train, goes to Southern Wales, starts a prayer revival.
Come on.
It was a worship prayer revival. It wasn't even a preaching revival. It was a prayer and worship revival held in Moriah Chapel. I've been there on site. And the first person that got saved was his brother.
Woohoo!
Come on.
And it just spread like a fire.
It did.
Spread like a fire. Because it's almost like, you know, creating a tipping point. Like
That's
your
right.
prayers, they just keep filling and filling. You pray for years and years and years, not seeing the manifestation.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden, every single prayer with interest is poured out for years and years and years, all the answers to those prayers.
That's right.
And, you know, we're just going to keep pressing in for it because it's on its way.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was another great outpouring, and it was in the Hebrides Islands, 1948 to 52. But get this, it's the joining of the generations.
Right.
It was two older women, 86 and 84 years old, Peggy and Christine Smith, who are praying out of the book of Isaiah, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens
and come down.
Isaiah 64. Yeah. And then, but when the Holy Spirit fell, he fell on seven teenage boys who were in a barn, and they were in prayer, and they would even stack hay up around them because they were praying in the cold. And when the Holy Spirit fell, he fell in a barn.
Yeah.
And it was the glory barn.
Yeah.
And the youth were praying, crying out to God that he would open up streams in the desert out of Isaiah also. Mm-hmm. And so it became a synergistic, multiple generations who were in prayer together and a radiation zone 5 miles in diameter, and when anyone would just walk into it, they would fall under the spirit of conviction of sin.
And cry out for mercy.
And cry out for mercy and be saved. God, we want this today.
Come on.
We want this and more today.
Yes, Lord.
And we want a sustained move of God. And we want to see societal transformation in our day. And so we pray to the Lord of the harvest that you would send laborers into your field as you have done in the past, that you would do again. As Matthew Henry said, the first thing that God does when he attends a revival or awakening is he sets his people a praying.
Wow. Awesome. A great awakening is on its way. And that awakening can start with you right now. You know, when Peter, James, and John fell asleep, they were awakened. And when they were fully awake, they saw the glory. You are about ready to behold the glory like never before. Posture yourself before the Lord. Draw close to him and ask him to awaken you to the fullness of everything that he has for you. You're made for this hour. You were created for this day. God's looking for those who will spearhead revivals, awakenings, moves of his spirit. I think that's you. We'll be right back after this message.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
You are called to demonstrate the kingdom of God with signs and wonders. Patricia King's book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, will help you step outside your comfort zone to reach those around you with the power and love of God. Order Light Belongs in the Darkness at xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Are you called to media? XP Media's training team is available to teach you every phase of media production, from script writing to acting, editing, producing, and directing. For more information, visit xpmediatraining.com.
I keep having a picture come to me. And again, I don't have to have a picture to say this, but I want to encourage you viewers out there right now. I want to give you a key to a God encounter: receiving the Lord's Supper, communion, Eucharist. You don't have to do it with an ordained priest in a church facility. Excuse me, I don't mean to offend anyone, but you can take of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ right in your own home. In fact, I've had seasons where I take it every day. I have a travel communion set I take with me often on the road. And there's someone out there right now, I'm going to give you a key to your next God encounter in healing. It's the meal that heals. It's partaking not in a fantasy, but in a reality. Not just in a memorial, but in a living presence reality. Receive the communion of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and take it in faith and obedience. And the real presence of God is going to come upon you, and there's going to be a healing release, a healing encounter coming to your life through taking of the Lord's Supper. And do this in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is your God encounter healer. You know, you can be awakened. This isn't just a special dream that I received about my life, though it has impacted my life. This is an equal opportunity God. And as we recited some of these examples, there was about family salvations. The first person to get saved was Evan Roberts' brother. This is for you. It's for your household. It's for your family. Because we don't want just a revival awakening and it touches every place else. We need it to touch our own spheres of influence. So I take the dream, and I've also had an angelic visitation with an angel called Awakening that's come to me. And so with a commission from the Lord, I release to you that your heart will be awakened for such a time as this, and that Jesus would come to visit you, that you could come from out of your slumber and be awakened for such a time as this.
Thanks so much for joining us on today's program. Remember this and spread this message around. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. We'll see you next time.